Good morning, folks. Nick Tomachek here with the Northwest Florida Daily News. I got reporter Annie Blanks with
her. Hi.
And this is your Tropical Storm Gordon update. It's not going to make landfall here, but it's still going to make some sort of impact. What do folks here in Northwest Florida need to know, Annie?
Yeah, so I was talking to the National Weather Service in Mobile earlier this morning just to see exactly what we can expect here in Northwest Florida, that being Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. So basically right now, the storm is expected to make landfall on the Mississippi coast sometime this evening, late this afternoon, early tonight. Here in Northwest Florida, Santa Rosa County will probably see the brunt of the impact because the further west you go in Northwest Florida, the closer you're going to get to the eye of that storm. So Santa Rosa County could see winds in excess of 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts a little over 35 miles per hour, which is tropical storm strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okaloosa and Walton counties could see a little bit of that as well. Gusts up to a little over 30 miles per hour. Destin and Fort Walton Beach and Santa Rosa County are all under a tropical storm warning right now. Around 2 p.m. is when we are expected to start feeling the winds, the arrival of the winds, and then the rain will obviously follow that. So at around 2 p.m. today, 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m. is when we could start seeing the winds and the rain pick up.
And, we're going to see the beaches, double red flags, probably.
Yes.
That means stay the heck out of the water.
Yes.
Some Twitter feeds on some beach safety folks in areas along Northwest Florida are already reporting storm surge. Of course, the surf's been rough for the entire weekend.
Yeah.
But, Annie, what kind of closures do you know about?
So, I know definitely the water is closed in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County. Double red flags are flying. I'm not sure about Walton County right now. I know Okaloosa County, the school districts are closed today, or the school district is closed today, and all schools in Okaloosa County are closed. That includes after-school activities. Santa Rosa County schools are open this morning, but they're going to be doing early dismissal, and it's business as usual in Walton County School District. They are not expecting any kind of school closures today.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Annie, that's all I had, all the questions I had for you. Is there anything else people need to know?
Yeah, we just got a press release in a little bit ago from the city of Fort Walton Beach. Residents of the city of Fort Walton Beach are encouraged to go to the city's maintenance yard at 116 Racetrack, I believe, and that's where sand and sandbags are going to be available for city residents. And that exact address is, let me get that, let me figure it out. 116 Hollywood Boulevard Southwest. That's next to the Volkswagen and Subaru dealership. And those will be available starting at 10 a.m. today.
So. 10 a.m., okay.
Yep.
And this is a tropical storm right now. Forecasters are expecting this to become a hurricane as it makes landfall.
Yep, low wind Category 1 hurricane. Winds around 75 miles per hour. The threshold for a Category 1 hurricane is, of course, 74 miles per hour. So they're expecting it to be a very low end Category 1. But you still certainly, the forecasters are pretty confident in the track right now. They do expect it to land in Mississippi Gulf Coast, but if there is any kind of wiggle room, especially if it wiggles to the east a little bit, we could see, of course, a little bit more severe impacts from that. So
we're going to get some rain, a little bit of wind, so make sure you folks out there don't drive in standing water and stay safe out there. So.
Yeah, and we'll keep you updated here at nwfdailynews.com.
All right. See y'all later.
All right. Bye.